Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We will begin on Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, the first words on the Amud, my Amen. The Gemara at the end of the previous shiur had quoted the Pasuk, Pischu Sha'orim V'yovei Goy Tzadik Shomer Amunim, and the Gemara explained, Al Tikru Shomer Amunim El Shomer Amen, the power of Amen. So Pashu Pshat, the Gemara wants to know, my Amen, what is the definition? What is Amen? Others explain the Gemara that the Gemara is actually asking a much deeper question. Here we say that Amen has such power. In fact, the Gemara says, Godel ha'oina Amen yoisim and amavarech. Saying Amen is even more powerful than making a bracha. And the Gemara's question is, my Amen, why does Amen have this power? Answers the Gemara, Amar b'chanina, because when we say Amen, but we're actually saying that the word Amen stands for Kael Melech Neman. And as the Shulchan Aruch says, when one answers Amen to a bracha, he actually has to have kavana when he says the words Amen, that he's saying Kael Melech Neman. And now we could understand the Mefarshim go on to explain why Amen is indeed so powerful. Because Amen represents Amunah, which is the foundation of our religion. And therefore the Mefarshim say, that just like we learned so many times in Masechta Ksubis and other Masechtas, the concept of Kiyum Shtaris, the certification of a Shtar, which gives the Shtar validity, so too when a bracha is said, and someone responds Amen, he's making the bracha into a valuable, valid bracha. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Lekein Hirchiv Shol Nafsho, Gehenim opens up its nefesh, upari piyol of lichoik. Amrish Lakish, who falls into Gehenim? A very powerful statement. L'mishim eshayar filichoik echad. If somebody misses doing one mitzvah in the Torah, according to Rish Lakish, he falls into Gehenim. Amr Rav Yochanan, so Rav Yochanan says to Rish Lakish, l'nichol l'marayu d'amrit l'hachi. Your statement is a statement that Hashem can't be happy with. And as the Chofetz Chaim explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for people who are melamed zchus, who speak positively about Jews. And Rish Lakish's statement, at least at face value, says, if you have a person that missed one mitzvah, he's going to Gehenim. And therefore, if Yochanan takes the opposite approach, he only learned one chayk, that's enough not to go into Gehenim. And the Mefarshim, obviously, are very troubled with this Gemara. Here we have Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan with such an extreme achleikus. Rish Lakish says you miss one mitzvah and you're going to Gehenim. Rabbi Yochanan says you do one mitzvah and you're fine. How do we reconcile these two opinions? I saw many pshatim in trying to understand this Gemara. One pshat, the Mefarshim say, is that there's a fundamental machleikus between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. How do we view what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah? The Sefer Ikrim discusses this. Rish Lakish looks at this as the Torah is given as one unit. All Taryag mitzvahs are one unit, and you can't separate them, and you have to fulfill all of it to be considered you have fulfilled Torah. On the other hand, Rav Yochanan looks at each mitzvah as a separate unit, and every mitzvah stands on its own, and therefore by doing one mitzvah you can indeed perhaps get Olam Haba. Another way of looking at it, I sort of Mefarshim suggest, is that the Pasuk says, Tairat Tziv Alana Moshe, Mayrosha Kielis Yaakov. Now the word Mayrosha, the Gemara, famous Gemara, says, Atikri Mayrosha, Ela Mu'urosha. So if we look at this Pasuk, the Pasuk is actually giving us two different perspectives on what is our relationship to the Torah. Is it Mayrosha, a Yerusha, an inheritance, or is it Mayrosha, like a wife, an Arison, who we marry? And it has very serious implications. You can't be Makadish a Chatzi Isha, Mara says in Masechta Gedushin. You can't marry half a woman. And that's Rish Lakish's opinion. It's the whole Torah, just like you have to take the whole wife. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, holds it's a Yerusha. If someone passes away, and doesn't all the Yerusha doesn't go to one child, the siblings share it. And therefore, it's a Yerusha, and you don't have to have all of it to still be considered a Yerush. Another pshat that the Mefarshim suggests, and if we look in the wording of the Gemara, it's very meduyik. Rish Lakish Omer, Somebody who's missing one chayk. Says Rabbi Yochanan, absolutely I agree with Rabbi Rish Lakish. However, Rabbi Yochanan says there is one way to solve your problem, because who could say that they didn't miss a mitzvah? Loi lomad. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't speak about fulfilling mitzvahs. Rabbi Yochanan speaks about learning Torah. Because we know the power of learning Torah. We know that the Mar Shabai, Machzira Lamutav, somebody who learns Torah, opens up his whole life to a different life. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Maybe you didn't fulfill all the mitzvahs, but if you learned, you're on the right track. Along the same line, I sort of Mefarshim explain that, again, trying to sort of limit the machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, is that there are two mitzvahs that the Gemara and the Halacha consider someone who doesn't fulfill those two mitzvahs as a Poshi Yisrael. One is someone who doesn't have a bris milah, and the other someone who doesn't wear tefillin. And that's the machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, those two mitzvahs you have to have. You have to put on tefillin every day, and you have to have a bris milah, and then you're fine. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you did bris milah on its own is enough. In fact, we know the Gemara says that Avram Avinu sits at the entrance of Gehenim, and anyone who had a bris milah, he makes sure doesn't go into Gehenim. That's the machlokes. It's not such a significant machlokes. One more pshat. There are many pshatim. We'll give one more pshat. Our Gemara here is referring to a person who's rov zechuyos. If we look at his life, we have to analyze his life. He's done mainly mitzvahs. But Rish Lakish says, even if you have a person who's in the category Uruba Zchuyas, but there's one mitzvah that he ignores, that is unacceptable. And as great as he is, he'll go to Gehenna. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. At the end of the day, we have an individual who's Rav Zchuyas, and he will still have Olam Haba. The Pasuk says in Zechariah, V'hoi b'chol aretz num Hashem, pi shnayim by yikareisu, two-thirds will perish, v'shlishis yivasaba, and one-third will be left over. And here too we have a machloikas. Actually, in the machloikas we have a machloikas. We're going to follow Rashi's preferred pshat. Amar shlaka shlishis shashem. We know that Shem was Noach's son, and Shem's third son was Apachashad, from whom Klal Yisrael, Avid, was Apachashad's son. Avram Avinu was their descendant. And what Rish Lakish is saying, again, in the preferred pshat of Rashi, that only one-third of Klal Yisrael will survive to be here by Mashiach. And again, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's unacceptable to say that so few will survive. All of Klal Yisrael, a third, will remain. Another pasuk. Kinoichi be'alti b'chem, here too we're speaking about the days of Mashiach. And Rish Lakish defines the pasuk, Dvarim kiksovim. Who will remain for Mashiach? One in a city and two in a family. Very few people will survive. And again Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo nichle lemarayu darmed lehochi, el echad me'ir, one member of the city, mezaka kali ir kuloi, could save an entire city. Mishnaim mishpacha, mezakin kol mishpacha kula, could save an entire family. So the Farshim asked the obvious question: a city could be saved by one person, and a family needs two people. So one pshat, I saw two pshatim, beautiful pshatim. One pshat is as follows: people who live in a city are all connected, and if there's a tzaddik in the city, they're connected to the tzaddik of that city. So therefore, even if there's just one tzaddik in that city, he could save the entire city. And of course he could save the people in the city who are his relatives. Because not only is he saving his relatives, he's giving to save strangers. Whereas if the family members don't live in the same city as the tzaddik, they don't live in that close proximity, so they don't have the influence of the tzaddik. So there you need two family members to be able to have that positive effect. Another pshat, the Ben Yoyada says as follows. He says, if you have a city, beautiful pshat, he says, if you have a city with one tzaddik, that must be a real tzaddik. A whole city of Rishon, and one person is able to be different than everyone else and be a tzaddik? Such a person must be a great tzaddik. Such a great tzaddik has the ability to save the whole city. But if there's more than one tzaddik, so then it's not so hard to be a tzaddik. The Mashal explains these three pieces of Gemara that we just learned are really all connected. We have three machloikas between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, and he says that all three of these machloikas essentially are connected. With Rish Lakish first saying that to merit not going to Gehenna, you have to be a real tzaddik. And because of that, Rish Lakish says, so few people will be left over by Mashiach. And then he continues to say that one person in a city, two people in a family. Rabbi Yochanan is a lot more generous. He says you just have to do one mitzvah to be able to get out of Gehenna. And therefore, accordingly, all of us will be merit to Olam Haba. And therefore, it's very easy. One member of a city, two members of a family could save everybody else. Says the Gemara, V'yosef Rav Kahana Kamei Derav, V'yosef Kamar, Dvarim Kuksovim. We understand that he understood the pasuk as is written. One member of a city, two members of a family will survive. To which Rav told him, as Rabbi Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, Amalei Rav, Vaynichalei Lemarai Darmid Lehochi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't satisfied with this kind of learning. El Echad Me'ir Mezakha Kali'ir, V'shtayim Mishpacha, Mezakha Kali Mishpacha. So that, since the Gemara speaks about Rav and his Talmud Rav Kahana, says the Gemara, Chazi Davakachayev Roshe, Rav saw Rav Kahana washing his hair, V'solok V'yosei Kamei D'Rav. And then he went to yeshiva. He wasn't in yeshiva because he was busy washing himself, grooming himself. And there's actually a machlokes in the Rishonim, how to understand, as we're going to see, Rav's issue with Rav Kahana. From Rashi, it seems, the Rav's issue with Rav Kahana was, now's not the time to be grooming yourself. Now's the time to come to yeshiva. Now the shir is being taught. The Yad Ramah takes a different approach. The Yad Ramah's approach is that a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be sitting learning, now wasting his time on these type of things. Amalei, and that's why Rav said to Rav Kahana, V'lev timtza be'eretz achayim. He gave him a curse. You won't come to the Eretz Achayim if this is the kind of life you lead. Amalei, so Rav Kahana said to him, Meilet kolaitisli, are you cursing me? And Mefarshim explained, Rav Kahana was trying to probe with Rav, are you cursing me? Or are you just saying something, but you don't mean to actually curse me? Amalei, and Rav said, no, kra kamina, like tempts a Torah, the Torah cannot be found, but misha mechayat malah, where people try to groom themselves. Torah is found, Tanya, the Torah is only going to be found by people who are willing to give up their lives for the Torah. And Farshim explained, we know that Rebbe and other leaders of Klal Yisrael had Torah v'gedulah b'makom echad. They did have Olam Haza. So how's our Gemara saying that you can't have Olam Haza? So the Mefarshim explained that's when they have an attitude of L'shem Shemayim. If their attitude to Torah is an attitude of L'shem Shemayim, then they can have Torah. Otherwise, Olam Haza is a stira. Continues the Gemara. Tanya Rav Shemayi Omer. Nemar, the pasuk says, V'lekachti eschem li l'am. V'nemar, v'veisi eschem. This is referring to Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. It says, the Ramakash Yitzhiyasim Mitzrayim l'biyasim l'oretz. The Torah puts them together. Ma biyasim l'oretz. Just like we know from the people from the Midbar who actually entered at Israel, it was Shnayim Mishishim Ruba. Only two of 600,000 actually entered. Kalab and Yifun and Yeshua ben Nun. Af Yitzhiyasim Mitzrayim, so too, when it came to leave Mitzrayim, Shnayim Mishishim Ruba. If you look at the ratio of the amount of people who left Mitzrayim, it's a very small percentage. And as the Mefarshim explained, number one, Klal Yisrael, as we know, were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. And during those years, many people died. Those people obviously never made it to Eretz Yisrael, never left Mitzrayim. Furthermore, we know that during Machas Choshech, the pasuk says, V'chamushim, that only 20% of the people, of the Jews, survived. 80% of the people didn't make it through Machas Choshech. So if you start counting them, I'm not going to go there. Start making all sorts of calculations about the millions of Jews who must have lived in Mitzrayim. And then out of all those millions, only Shishim Ruba, only 600,000 actually left. Amar Rava, and Rava takes the approach, V'kein l'mois Mashiach. So will be when Mashiach comes. Shenema, for Antsisham, Kimeinu Ereo Kiyoim Elois Meret Mitzrayim. Just like when it came leaving Mitzrayim and going to Israel, it was such a small percentage, so too will there be such a small percentage surviving to see Mashiach. Tanya, Amar Belaz Reb Yosi. Pam achas nechnasti Alexander Shal Mitzrayim. Once I entered Alexander Shal Mitzrayim, Mitzosi Zokin Echad, and I found an elderly individual, Vamali, who said to me, Bo v'erech ma'aso avoisai lavasecha. Let me show you what this mitzri said to the Jew, to Belazar, what my fathers did to your forefathers. And as the Mashal says, this was hundreds of years after Mitzrayim. So it wasn't he was able to show him anything. What he was able to do was take out the history books, where it was recorded the experience of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. Mehem, there were those that Tov B'yam, as we know, Kala Ben Ayilod, Hayoyer Tashlichua. Mehem, Hog B'charev, there were those that were murdered. Mehem, as we recall, when Paro said that instead of supplying Klal Yisrael with cement, the children should be used for cement. Vadavazeh, and says the Gemara, and this story teaches us Nanish Moshe Rabbeinu, how Moshe Rabbeinu was punished. Shnemar, Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, U'me'oz basi aparo l'dabba shmecha, from when I came to Paro to speak in your name, Hera la'amazeh, things got worse for Klal Yisrael. Because we know that after Moshe Rabbeinu asked Paro, you told Paro to send out Klal Yisrael, that's when Paro said, Nirpimheim, they're just lazy, and they're coming up with these kind of hallucinations, and that's when he came with even stronger decrees. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Chaval al da avdin v'loi mishtachin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I now specifically mourn the loss of the avos. So the first one says, Chaval al da avdin v'loi mishtachin, I saw two pshatim. One pshat is as follows. The world needs tzaddikim. But says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, the previous tzaddikim were great people that everybody recognized they were tzaddikim. The new tzaddikim, v'loi mishtachin, are hidden. We can't see where they are. Another pshat is as follows. Chaval al da'avdin. Great people are lost. V'loi means nothing. Loi mishtachin. People who aren't that great, you can find plenty of. But it's hard to find good people. Harei kam pomen neglesi, says HaKadosh Baruch to Moshe Rabbeinu, al Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. I reveal myself to Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, bekel shakai. I only revealed myself bekel shakai, for I hear all my doisai. So Mepharshim, the Rishonim actually, Ramban, the Evan Ezra, tried to explain what was the difference between the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to the Ovis versus the way he revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. Some say, as we know, that the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu was in the category of Ekspaklaria Hami'ira, a clear vision, versus the nevuah of others was Ekspaklaria Sh'ein Hami'ira, and that's what the pasuk means, that he had a clear vision. Others say that we know that the shame, Ramban follows this approach, as much as we could explain it, that the shame, Yud Kei Vav Kei, represents the essence of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, he revealed himself with that name. Versus when he revealed himself to the others, he only revealed himself with Kel Shakai. What does Kel Shakai represent? Kel Shakai represents that he didn't reveal his real essence. He only revealed himself through his actions, but not through his real essence. Harei kamam pamim neglesi al Avraham Yitzchak Kel Shakai. They never questioned me. And they never asked me, what's your name? For I said to Avram Avinu, Kum heshalich b'oretz b'orcho l'rochva k'lecha etnena. I will give you Eretz Yisrael. And yet, Bikesh Makam Likvah Sarah, when he searches for a place to bury Sarah, for a matzah, he couldn't find one at Shekana Bedal Meish Shekel Kesef, until it cost him, when he bought it from Ephraim, for 400 Shekel Kesef, for like Hir Achim Adosai. So Farshim asked Avi's question. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avram, and we'll say the same by Yitzchak for Yaakov, that they're going to get it to Israel, but he didn't say they're going to get it. He says their descendants will get it. So of course Avram Avinu has no right to be upset that he can't find a place for Sarah to bury. It wasn't yet his. So Farshim say that Avram Avinu could have made the following challenge to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here you say you're giving me the whole country. I'm not looking for the whole country. I'm just looking for a little burial place for my wife. So that much I could get it ready as a deposit if ultimately this entire country is going to be mine. Avram Avinu didn't take that approach. Whatever it is, it is. And similarly, Amati LeYitzchak, I said to Yitzchak, Gurb Oretz HaZoyz, Ve'ei Imcha, Ve'Avorchecha, Bikshu Avodah Mayim Lishtoyz, and then his servants looked for a little water to drink, V'loy Matzu, and they couldn't find a place to make a well, Acha Asmer, even until they had to go to war. As the Pasuk says, V'yirivu Raye Gror Imraye Yitzchak, Lamer, Lonu Hamayim, that the water belongs to us, you have no right to take it. And again, V'loy Hirer Acher Midoisai. Omati LeYakov, Haaretz Asha Toshoich V'leah, L'cho Etnena, will be yours. And then he's looking for a place just to put his tent. It cost him a small fortune. And again, they accepted whatever it was. Yet you come, when I so reveal myself to you, and you still challenge me with saying, Ma Shimcha. Immediately you ask me to reveal myself. And furthermore, says Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, and now you say to me, you speak to me in such a sharp way that I didn't save my people. And therefore, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, atotira asha esla paroi, meaning, you will see the mechama with paroi as Klal Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim. However, you will not be worthy to see when they capture Eretz Yisrael. So Mefarshim asks, we know that the Torah says that the reason Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get in to go to Eretz Yisrael because of the chet of Mei Meriva. And here it says because of his dialogue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we understand this? So I saw two pshatim. One pshat is that were there not the Aveira of the Mei Meriva, Moshe Rabbeinu would have entered Eretz Yisrael. He wouldn't, as the Gemara says, seen the ultimate kibush of capturing and taking over all of Eretz Yisrael, but he would have at least gotten into Eretz Yisrael. Because of the chait of Mei Meriva, he wasn't even zoicha to enter into Eretz Yisrael. One pshat. Another pshat is that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this time said that because of this Aveira, you can't enter Eretz Yisrael, but still, Moshe Rabbeinu thought, and it would have been indeed that way, that if he would have been mispalo and done tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have been mekabelus tefillah. However, once there was the chait of Mei Meriva, as Rashi says at the beginning of Parashat V'Schanan, the Schanan al Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo all of those tefillahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Rav Lecha, those tefillahs would not be answered. Now it's a gezeira, it's a decree that can't go back. So Mefarshim tried to understand, we're not talking about me, we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. So how did Moshe Rabbeinu in fact come to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu this way, so unlike the others? So Mefarshim explained, Moshe Rabbeinu came to do this out of his great love to Klal Yisrael. A leader of Klal Yisrael has to love Klal Yisrael, and that love sometimes causes him to say things that he ought not to say. And that's why, even though he should have never, as the Gemara clearly just taught us, spoken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that fashion, but his great love for Klal Yisrael brought him to that. The Pasuk says that after HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, the Shlosh Esra Midos, Shalrachimim, the Pasuk says, V'yemar Moshe, V'yikar Orzo V'yishtacho. So the Gemara asks, Ma Ra Moshe? And as the Mefarshim explained, there must have been one midah from the Shlosh Esra Midas that caused Moshe Rabbeinu to bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Maybe he was just bowing down for the entire Shlosh Esra Midas. So he said, if that would be the Mefarshim explained, if that were the case, then the Pasuk should have just said, V'yikad Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu heard the Shlosh Esra Midas and he bowed down. Why did the Pasuk say, V'yimar Moshe? He hurried. There must have been something specific that he heard that caused him to hurry. And the Gemara now tries to identify which of the Midas was so impressive to Moshe Rabbeinu that for that he immediately bowed down. We have Machlokes. Rav Chanina ben Gamla Arma Erech Apayim. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits and doesn't punish us immediately. Rabbanan Emes Ra, he saw the mid of Emes. So Erech Apayim, we could understand that if a person does an Aveira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him a chance to do tshuva. Emes, why was so great about Emes? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu made all sorts of avtachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made all sorts of commitments to Klal Yisrael. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that one of his traits, one of his characteristics is Emes. So Moshe Rabbeinu knew that all of his commitments would be fulfilled. This is a very nice verse from the Maral. The Maral explains that what is the Machlokes here? That we know that one of the questions that have always troubled thinkers in Klal Yisrael and also troubled Moshe Rabbeinu was why Rosh of a Tov Loi? You see a Rosh and he has it good. And why Tzadik v'ra loy? And says the Maral, that was actually this Machlokes. The Mandom that says it was Erech Apayim says that what Moshe Rabbeinu was thanking for Hashem was for giving him the answer why Rosh of a Tov Loi. Because Erech Apayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Rosh, I'll give it to you good in this world, and then you'll get your punishment in the next world. The other Mandom says, the Rabbanan hold, that he was addressing why Tzadik for Raloi. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, and everything we do has to be reckoned for. So that's why the Tzadik, the Pasuk says, Einanam Tzadik Ba'aretz Ashiyasa Toiv V'lo Yechta. Ultimately, everybody sins. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emes, it has to be dealt with, punishes him in this world, so that ultimately in the world, in the Olam HaEmes, he'll have just good. Says the Gemara, Tanya, there's a brice that corroborates Kamanda Amma Erech Apayim Ra. I like the opinion that says that it was Erech Apayim that he saw. The Tanya for the brice says, K'sh'olam Moshe Lamorim. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, Motzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiyoshi V'Kosev, he encountered Hashem writing the words Erech Apayim. Omo fun of Rabbeinu Shloilam Erech Apayim with Tzadikim. I would think, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, that when are you Marach Af? You're Marach Af to Tzadikim, for they deserve it. Amaloi, Af L'Rishon. So Hashem says, Af L'Rishon, that even for Rishon, I'm Marach Af. What's the Raya? Because the Pasuk uses the words Erech Apayim, the Lashon Rabbim, the plural. That it's not only for Tzadikim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Marach Af, he's also Marach Af for Rishon. Amaloi, Rishon Yavedu. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rishon should be destroyed. So Farshim asks, and very much along what we just discussed a moment ago, Moshe Rabbeinu had such great love for Klal Yisrael. And now Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rishon Yavedu, kill the Rishon. So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kill the Rosh before he does more Averis. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw was that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that when Rishon have success, it causes Chil Hashem. And I can't stand watching a Chil Hashem. A third pshat, this is something that we alluded to earlier in our shir, that the world is judged according to Rav Zechuyas or Rav Averis. The world is looked at as a unit. And if there are Rishon who act improperly, so that brings the entire world to be Rav Averis, which the world can't have its existence that way. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rishon Yavedu. Amalei. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Chashtez Chazes Madabayilav. I'm going to come back to you with this. And says the Gemara, Chatu Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael sinned, Amalei, Lekach Amateli, Erech Apayim L'Tzadikim, When Klal Yisrael sinned by the chait of the Meraglim, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't you say that I should be Marachaf? So Mepharshim ask, why only by the chait of Meraglim does Moshe Rabbeinu, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have this dialogue with Moshe Rabbeinu? Why not with the chait of the eagle? So Mepharshim explained, the chait of the eagle was the first aveira that they did. So it didn't really show any consistency of doing aveiras. Now, when it was the second time already, so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, let's see what's going on here. Amar lefana Rabbanu Shlom, so Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'loi kach amateli afl Rishoyim, didn't you teach me that you marach afl Rishoyim? V'hane diksiv, V'ato yigdol nakoich Hashem k'shtibarat aleima. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should use the name of Shem Hashem, which represents the Midas HaRachman. Says the Gemara, Rav Chana have a solik for Ozel v'darga d'bei Rabbi Bashela. Rav Chana was walking up the staircase in the yeshiva of Rabbi Bashela. Shamalahu Yanuka, and before I should make an observation, look how connected they were to Torah. Somebody's walking up the staircase. So usually when somebody's walking up the staircase, he's concentrating and going up the stairs. As he's going up to the staircase, he has his ears still open. Maybe I could hear a Dvar Torah. Shamalahu Yanuka d'Omar, which represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Marach Af, Hashem La'erich Yomim, he takes his time. That what was the Midah that specifically got Moshe Rabbeinu to focus, Erech Paim Ra. So Farshim asked, what did the child see here that anybody who ever said a Kapitel Tehillim had said these Kapitel Tehillim hasn't seen themselves? So Mepharshim explained what the child was able to point out to Moshe Rabbeinu, to the Rebbe, was that these two Parakim of Tehillim are right next to each other. Hashem La'aruch Yomim. And what's the next parrot begin with? Tefillah L'Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was focused on the Erech Apayim. Continues the Gemara. Amar Beloza. Actually, it's hard to believe, but we're coming to the end of the Gadata. Says the Gemara. Amar Rebbe Loza, Amar Rebbe Chanina. Osar HaKadosh Baruch Hu liyos at Torah b'roish kol tzadik v'tzadik. Shenema, b'yoyma hu yi Hashem tzvokos le'tere tzvi u'l'tzvi tferes l'sher amoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be a crown for the people of his nation. And where it goes into it. My le'tere tzvi l'tzvi tferes lo'isim ritzoynoy u'metzapim li'shuosoy. To those that worry and do what Hashem wants. So I saw a beautiful vart from the Tiferes Shlaima. Tiferes Shlaima says like this. The pasuk says, "Ze Hashem kivino loy v'yeshenu, Ze Hashem kivino loy nagila v'nismcha b'yishuasai." The pasuk that we say very often. So Tiferes Shlaima asks that the pasuk is extremely redundant. "Ze Hashem kivino loy." Nagila v'nischa b'yishuasai. We're davening and we're hoping to Hashem. Zeh Hashem nagila loy nagila v'nischa b'yishuasai. We're saying the exact same thing twice. So he says there are two types of tzaddikim. Both of them believe that everything is ordained from Hashem. But one of them wants a Yeshua's Hashem because he realizes that he needs Yeshua's Hashem. But what is the greater madrega? The greater madrega is not that we want Yeshua's Hashem for our own needs. We want a Yeshua's Hashem so there could be a Kiddush Hashem in the world. Zeh Hashem, kivino loy, negila v'nismcha. We want Hashem to save us because we have tzaris and we know only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could help us. But then we say, Zeh Hashem, kivino loy, negila v'nismcha, v'yishuasai. We're not worried about ourselves. We're worried about the Kvod Shemayim. And that's what the Gemara says. Who will be the people that will have this Yeshua? Those that are oisim ritzoinoi umitzapim lishuasoi, they're worried about a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yochel koil, we would think everybody will merit it. Tamaloim l'sher amoy. L'misha meisim atzma kishrayim. A person considers himself nothing. And as Mepharshim explained, it's important, we speak so much in the time about anova. It's important to make this point. Anova doesn't mean, explain the Mepharshim, that the person thinks that he's nothing. Could we then believe for a moment that Moshe Rabbeinu considers himself that he had no madrega? He just feels that everybody is great. and he's not as great as everybody else.
That's
somebody who's able to overcome his Yetzirah. Mefarshim try to understand what does it mean, don din emes lamitai. I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is that let's say you're a rav at a din Torah, and one of the parties in the din Torah is your friend. So you pass in the din Torah honestly, but it turns out that your friend wins the din Torah, and you're happy that your friend won the din Torah. That's not lamitai. When you pass in the din Torah, you're not supposed to be thinking about anybody besides the din of Hashem. Another pshat that I saw, we've had many times, the Gemara speaks about the concept of shuda the diner. Sometimes the halacha doesn't tell us what to do, so we have to follow shuda the diner. The judges have a right to make their decision. That's not done din emes lamitai. Din emes lamitai is based on what the halacha tells us to do. Another pshat that I saw is, let's say, and it's appropriate verse for the end of Masechta Sanhedrin, let's say somebody follows all the rules of a din Torah. He follows all the rules of the din Torah. But following all the rules and accepting edus and testimony, etc., he still feels that this person isn't the one to win the din Torah. You can't just say, I'm going to follow what it says in the book. You have to have the intuition. Don din emes, lamitoi. You have to make sure that it's truly the emes that's coming out. One more pshat. Also a nice chazara as we come to the end of the Masechta. The Gemara we learned early in the Masechta says that let's say a Bezdin says, Kulei Chayiv. All the members of a Bezdin passing that this party is guilty, then Zaka, he goes out free. So let's say I'm sitting on a Din Torah, and I say, and I see what's happening here, that everybody's going to vote for conviction, and he'll go free. So I, in order, and I don't want him to go free because I know he's guilty. So I give a vote of innocent. Not because I believe he's innocent. I'm just doing it that he should get convicted. That's not emes. Don den emes lamitoi. You have to do the emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And here to the Mefarshim, I don't have time to go into all the pshatim. I'll say one pshat. The Gemara said a moment ago, L'ruach mishpat zeh roides yitzroi. And now the Gemara uses the words L'gvura, zeh mezgaber b'yitzroi. So what's the difference between roides yitzroi and mezgaber b'yitzroi? So sort of Mefarshim say, very nice pshat. Roides Yitzroi refers to a person who's faced with a challenge. The Yetzirah is challenging him. And Roides Yitzroi means he's able to be overcome his Yetzirah. But there's somebody who's even greater. You know who's greater? People know that life is full of temptation. And before they come to a challenge, before they come to a test, they live their lives in a way that they should avoid those challenges. Hamizgaber b'yitzroi, he thinks about it beforehand, how he shouldn't come to a nisayon. Another beautiful word from the Shemesh Shmuel. The Shemesh Shmuel says, Hamizgaber b'yitzroi is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Yetzirah. But the Yetzirah isn't only a negative. We can learn from the Yetzirah. You know, when the Yetzirah gets you to do an aveira, he does it with a gishmak. Take those characteristics that the Yetzirah has, and use those characteristics for doing mitzvahs. Hamiz Gaber, you know how he's a Geber in Torah? You know how he's a Geber in Avodas Hashem? The Yitzroi, he uses his Yetzirah to do what's right. Meshivim Mechama, Zesh and Noisei V'Noisin, B'Mecham Tesha Torah, he spends his days learning Torah. Sha'ara, Elisha Meshkivim, U'marivim, V'Batik Nesis, V'Batik Midrashas. The Gemara speaks here about the need for consistency. It's not just enough to learn. You have to have shurim kavuim. Our midas adin l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Manishtanu elu me'elu. Matt makes these people greater than everybody else. Amala, so the Shechina HaKadosh answers, the gam elu b'yayin shagu u'b'sheikh atow poku plila v'ayin puka elagahenim sh'nem aloy t'yazos l'chala puka v'ayin plila and d'yonim sh'nem v'nois plila. Only people who act this way will merit the great schar of Olam Haba. Says the Mishnah, final Mishnah of the Masechta, Anshe ir ha'idachas, ein lochem chelek le'olam haba. Don't have a share in Olam Haba. Shenema, yotza anosh b'nei al b'krebecha, v'yedichu es yoshvei irom. So Mefarshim discuss what is the proper girsa? Machlokes Rishonim. What is the proper girsa in this Mishnah? Some have the girsa as we just learned. Elam chelik l'olam haba is that Anshirin v'achas don't have a shirin olam haba. Others take out the words elam chelik l'olam haba, for they say the punishment they receive as being members of the Anshirin Nidachas gets them to have olam haba. What is the machlokes based on? It's actually based on a subject that we've discussed a long time ago. Is Perek Chelik the last Perek of Masechta Sanhedrin? If we say Perek Chelik is the last Perek of Masechta Sanhedrin, and then Anshe Yir Nidachas is the last Mishnah of this Perek, so it makes a lot of sense, because this is the Perek, as we've been learning, who does or doesn't get Olam Haba. The Mishnah is saying, Elam Chelik Olam Haba, the Anshe Yir Nidachas. Another pshat is that this isn't the last Mishnah of Perek Chelik. It really belongs when we were discussing all the Arba Mises Bezdin. And the Mishnah now is discussing what is the punishment of Anshe Yir Nidachas. But then I did see Rishonim, and the Chibina Rav says that this is actually Meduyik in the Rambam, that explain that there are Anshe Yir Nidachas that do have a Shir in Olam Haba and those that don't. It matters if before they get their punishment, they do tshuva. And it's very interesting, the Chibina Rav is Meduyik in the Rambam, that the Rambam specifies that the Anshe Yir Nidachas were told to do tshuva. Something that he doesn't say by the other people who are Mechuyiv Mises Bezdin. Why? Because unlike the other people who are Mechuyiv Mises Bezdin, that the actual Mises Bezdin brings them a kapara, Anshe Yir Nidachas need tshuva. And that's why the Rambam goes out of his way to say, do tshuva, and like that they'll have a shir in Olam Haba. Vein and Narogim, and they're not killed, Achi Medichar Maisei Ir. That the people who try to influence them to do worship of Avodah Zarah are members of that city, or Moshe Shevet, and members of that Shevet. Ve'achi Ducha Roba, most of the city was influenced to worship Avodah Zarah. Ve'achi Duchua Anoshim, and it was men who tried to convince them to worship Avodah Zarah. Says the Mishnah, Hidichua Anoshim V'ktanim, if it was women or children who tried to convince them, a shehudach mi'uta, or it was only a minority of the city that worshipped the Avodah Zarah, or shayideh midecheh chutzala, or the people who convinced them are not members of this town, harei elik yechidim. Then the din is not like a city who worshipped the Avodah Zarah, which the Mishnah will in a moment describe the nafgamina, that the halach is that when it's a yochid that worships the Avodah Zarah, his chayiv misa skila, but his money is not destroyed. On the other hand, if it's a person that's a member of Iran Nidachas, he's killed Besayif, but he is Mechuyiv. His money is also, the entire town is eradicated. Furthermore, the Minchas Chinuch says, how many people do you have to have in a city? What's the minimum to be considered a city? He says you have to have at least 100 people in the city. And now you need the majority to have worship the Avodah Zarah. It's also interesting that there's this machloikis rishonim. If the people who are influencing them to worship Avodah Zarah, that they have to also worship Avodah Zarah to be considered medichim. Some say you could be a medich without worshipping alone. Other rishonim say you can't be a medich if you're not worshipping yourself. Furthermore, v'tzrichem beis einim v'asral kolech v'echad. Every person in the city has, as is always the halacha, have to have two einim to testify what happened, and asral that he should be warned that what the repercussions, what he's doing is. And says the Mishnah, as I just mentioned, Zech Yichayim b'Yichidim b'Merubim, Sheyichidim b'Skila, L'fikach Mamam Poilet. Yichidim who worship Avodah Zarah Chayiv Skila, but the money is not eradicated, for Merubim b'Sai L'fikach Mamam Ovet. So I saw a beautiful pshat, why? Why is this different? So Farshim explained. On one hand, a person who worshipped Avodah Zarah because he was a member of Iran Nidachas, has somewhat of a legitimate excuse. I don't want to use the word legitimate. Has somewhat of an excuse. He got caught up with the tzibur. So that's why he doesn't get the oinish of skili, only gets saif. But on the other hand, what made him live in such a terrible place where most of the people in the town worship the Avodah Zarah? Probably economic reasons. It was a good place to live. You can make a good living. So that's why the oinish is only saif. But it was the money that got you into this mess, and that's why Mimonim Ovad. Hakasakis Yoshve Ira Zois Lufi Chorav. Hachameres v'agamelas averes b'makal makam. If you have people traveling through the city, harei helu metzilin oisa. They're considered members of the city in terms of making a determination if you had a roiv that worshipped Avodah Zarah. So the Mefarshim explain that it's not only for saving them, it goes the other way too. Just the Mishnah wanted to speak about Tzchus. Furthermore, the Mefarshim explain that it's unlikely that strangers are going to get that influenced as old-timers.
Shenema hachem oisav eskar shaba bes behemta lechfei charef. Bikan amru, nechse tzadikish betoicha,
the property of the tzadikim in the city, avudim, gets destroyed. However, shebechutzala, property of the tzadikim that isn't in the town itself, platim is saved. However, v'shal rishom, the property of rishom, ben shebetoicha, ben shebechutzala, whether that property finds itself in the city or not in the city, harei elu oivdim, must be destroyed. Shenema v'skol shalala tikbet tzatoich rechava. Im ein loy rechav, if the city doesn't have a square, a city square, oisem loy rechav, we make one. Hoisem rechava chutzla, the main square wasn't actually in the city. Kanchna tzatoichai, we make it in the city. Shenema v'srafta be'eshes ir, v'skol shalala. Kolo l'shalala, kolo Hashem l'kecha, shalala, specifically money owned by the people of the city, v'loy shlal shemayim. Mikan amru, hakadesh shaba, if there's something hegdish in the city, yiftu, it should be redeemed. Machlokas Rambam Ravid, if after it's redeemed, is it burnt? The opinion of the Rambam is it's burnt. The Ravid says it's not. V'trumas yirkavu, truma in the city is let to rot. Ma'isisheni v'kisvei kodesh yignazu. Why is truma let to rot and ma'isisheni buried? Because truma people are more careful with, and typically who has the truma kahanim, and they're more careful. Kol Hashem l'kecha, Amar Hashem and Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, im ata oisim din be'ir nidachas, if you act as I said with ir nidachas, ma'ala ni aleichem, ki'ilu ata ma'am olo kol l'fonai, it's considered as if you brought a carbon to me. V'hoisa tal oilam, v'sas ginus upadesim, that city should not be made into a place of gardens. Divir Rav Yosef Aglili, lo'i, Rabbi Kiva, however, says, "Le'tibana oid, le'kamaisha ha'isa ena nimnas. The way it was, it should not be rebuilt. Avanasis he gives up a decent. As long as it's not rebuilt as a city, it's fine. V'la'yirbak biyotcha umam and acheriv. She calls man she rishon ba'olam, charonop ba'olam. When there's rishon in the world, it causes that it should be anger in the world of the rishon in olam, the star charon af in olam. When those rishon are eliminated, the anger is eliminated." And we have Rachmanis.